Reject negativity. Reject every negative thought with implacable rigor. This is one of the important practical deductions of the short path. The moment such negative ideas and feelings appear, then instead of using the long path method of concentrating on the opposite kind of thought, such as calmness instead of anger, the short pathway simply drops the negative idea into the void, the nothingness, and forgets it. Now, such a change can only be brought about by doing it quickly and firmly and turning to the over-self. The adverse force present in his ego will continually try to draw him away from positive concentration on pure being into negative consideration of lower topics. Each time he must become aware of what is happening, of the change in trend, and resist it at once. Out of this wearying conflict will eventually be born fresh inner strength if he succeeds, but only more mental weakness if he fails. For meditation is potently creative. Every negative thought and base desire is an obstacle to the attainment of the higher consciousness. This is why the long path's work is needed, for it is intended to remove all such obstacles. How can one invite that consciousness to dwell in a body enslaved by lusts or in a mind darkened by hate? To the extent that he can release himself by inner discipline from his negatives, to that extent will he release himself from many troubles which might otherwise descend upon him. As irritations fall away from his personal feelings, ills of body, circumstance, or relationship fall away from threatening his personal fortunes. Beware of giving birth to thoughts of hate, envy, malice, or wrath, and sending them to another person. For they will reach him, yes, but will then return like a boomerang to their source.